You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. So it is No Filter Friday. We have no idea what people are going to talk about. So let's find out right now. We'll start with Brooke. Hi, Brooke. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Boys, I've missed you.
Brooke. Oh, where have you been?
Sorry.
We're right here.
I've been in my basement and not in my car, and that is why. And I took today off, and I'm running some errands, supporting some local businesses, and I just heard you guys. I heard you say call in, and you know, No Filter is not typically something that you would want me to be part of, but I'll be good. I promise.
Well, first things first, what have you been doing in your basement?
I work remotely. I work for an insurance company, so I've just been working remotely. My job hasn't changed, except I don't have that commute in the morning.
Yep.
So I've been very lucky. I've been very, very lucky. So I just went ahead and took that day off to kind of, you know, get out of the basement, which is a good thing for people.
Into the light, and you're squinting. You're like,
get some sunshine.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you about that. I have a question.
Yeah.
So is your company going to be one of those that here eventually makes you come back into the office, or have you talked with them about staying home and doing it from now on?
They are polling the employees on what is their comfort level, and I believe they're going to start transitioning to like a staggered return depending on each person's ability and what they can and what they're comfortable. Like some people have obviously issues with kids and not having daycare, or they have health issues, or they're caring for someone who does. So I believe they're going to start staggering it. They haven't laid out a plan yet. In fact, they're probably going to announce it today. I'm not there to hear it, but no.
You'll get the memo, the email. But you're probably right. A lot of companies are having to do that. And now I'm starting to see the school stuff trickle out about, you know, only 10 kids per class now, and staggered schedules with that. Companies are going to have to adapt so parents can keep working from home and work with the kids and the homeschool still.
Yeah, I was looking at the...
go ahead, sorry.
I was looking at this thing about Jeffco schools in particular, and that's where Jeremy's kids go to school, and that they were talking about five different potential plans or five different levels of doing it. Like number one is everyone stays home. Number five is everyone goes back to class.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like three levels in between.
That's where we're going to fall, I'm sure.
Yeah. And they were talking in the story about how the third one, the middle one, is the 10 kids per classroom. And how, and I'm thinking to myself, how could you possibly keep like a bunch of 7-year-olds apart,
yeah, and they're going to do temp checks and face masks in school, and they're shutting down the cafeteria and the gym and probably recess. And man, that sucks for these kids.
I feel for those people who are trying to talk about an absolute no win, because no matter what the schools decide, you will have a group of people who are furious and outraged, because this is outraged America. We must be outraged. But no matter what decision they make, Brooke, they will piss off somebody.
Yep.
They will. They will. And I feel for them too. I feel for the companies. We have a pretty large building. We have about 400 people in our building. So I believe that they're having to. I don't know if they're. I honestly, truly don't know if they're going to do it by the alphabet, who works one day, or by the location in the office. So. I mean, we'll see. I don't think. I mean, we were told we would get a 2 weeks notice, and I heard something about June 1st. As far as the starting or transitioning back, I truly don't know, and I'll do what they say. If they say come back, I'll do my best. I don't.
And you're a B for Brooke. You're going to be working Mondays, Brooke. Sorry. Brooke's on Mondays.
I do miss your voices. Okay, that's it. I'm going to just turn you on in the basement and stream it.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. I have an important question. Who the heck is Josh?
That's rich homie Josh, Brooke. Rich homie Josh.
I mean, what happened to Double Dutch? Has it been really? I mean, I feel like I've been gone like a year. It can't be that long. What happened?
I've had another baby, you know. And
I know that's not true.
No, that's so not true, Brooke. That is way not true.
That's funny. Double Dutch moved on to pursue other opportunities, which is what happens with the vast majority of people who produce our show. They spend some time, then they move on and expand their horizons. And, you know, because the people that we hire as producers, they're generally young. And so therefore, right. you know, they're getting started and they, you know, they expand. They look for other things. And we always encourage that. We're like, hey,
Go get out there.
Find what works best for you. He did a fantastic job for us. And now we have Rich Homie Josh, and he's also doing a fantastic job. So you mentioned being blessed. Jeremy and I are blessed, too, because he's really... Yeah. We get good help. So
yeah, Josh is a good guy. He also does some stuff for our sports station too. So he knows a lot about the radio stations and he's on time every day, Brooke.
He's on time.
Whoa. That's fantastic.
Does he get your coffee?
Well, he's still fairly new. I haven't started sending him for Chick-fil-A and coffee yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
You know what? We can tell you, Brooke.
I'm a long time listener.
Oh, you're the best. Here's something I've written on a little. Post-it note, because it was something that came out of Josh's mouth a couple of weeks ago, and I made a little note because it has to be a topic on our show. Jeremy, I'm going to let you see what I wrote down.
Josh says he's a 10. Yeah, Josh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Josh says that he is a 10, meaning in the looks department.
He thinks he's good looking.
So I think that has to be an upcoming segment.
Yeah. Did you hear our talk with him, how he collects tennis shoes and sells them, and he's a sneaker pimp?
Me? No, I just heard his name for the first time.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we had him on the other day. He collects tennis shoes, Brooke. He had like 600 pairs of tennis shoes.
Brooke is in the basement. She doesn't hear anything.
Go back and listen to the podcast. Go catch up.
Go listen to the podcast.
I will. Thank you, guys. Thank you, boys. I miss you.
Oh, we miss you, Brooke.
We're glad you're back, Brooke. You take care. Drive carefully, okay?
I will. Thank you. I pulled over. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you.
She wanted to let us go.
Man, we
okay. I've had enough.
Who's next? It's Karen. Hello, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. I am actually a longtime listener, but I'm not a first-time caller. But I am actually calling you from Texas.
Are you kidding me?
Texas?
No, I am not. We bought a house down here, and we still have our house in Colorado. Back in July, we bought it, and it's a fixer-upper, so that's what I've been working on. But it took me a while to find the app where I can listen to you guys on my phone. So I'm like the first caller. It's good to hear your voices again.
Oh, we missed you, Karen. Oh, so cool. Where are you in Texas?
I am on Athens Lake, which is about an hour and a half south east of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
On a lake. That sounds fancy.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. What's the most expensive thing you're going to have to do to your fixer-upper?
We just kind of finished that project. We had to dredge our lake line down about 3 feet, and it cost us roughly around $17,000.
My goodness. God. Did you find a body or anything like that?
An old Buick?
Lots of tires.
Well, it sounds like you're on a beautiful lake then.
Well,
a lake full of tires.
Well, that's why we had to dredge them all out. So
it's
a professional bass fishing lake. So the majority of the entertainment is bass fishing on this lake. So.
Oh, is that what you got? Do you guys do that? Or have you participated at all?
Well, since we're from Colorado, we're more fly fishermen on rivers.
Yeah.
But they do fly fish for the bass here on the lake as well. So it's been interesting to learn how to do that differently.
Oh, that's fine. Well, if you're on the lake, get yourself a little boat and do some bass fishing.
Yeah, get yourself a little Bastron and
get a little cooler and go out to the lake.
A little trolling motor.
Name your boat, kicking bass or something.
We're definitely working on it. So
yeah.
Now that we've got the water deep enough, now we can make build our deck and have a boat come up to it. But
I'll tell you what, I would, if I'm dredging out in front into a lake, I would be concerned about what's going to come up from down there. Because those good old boys in East Texas, you have no idea what they're throwing into those lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we've had a lot of fishermen come up. So most of the lake is already deep enough. And they're actually about 7 inches higher than average right now because we've been getting so much rain. Yeah. But quite honestly, the biggest thing we have to worry about are water moccasin snakes. So
okay, I'm not moving. I'm not moving there.
I am out. Out.
No,
out.
Thank you.
Man.
But we've only seen one, so.
That's enough. That's right? All it takes.
See, that's funny.
You know what? We appreciate you listening from Texas. Thank you for taking your boys in the morning with you across the country, all right?
Sure, but I do have one question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so often I will hear you say that those from Thornton, Colorado, where we eat, are dead. Mm-hmm. When and where did that phrase come from?
We used to do an FAQ on our website, and we don't do it anymore. We should probably bring it back. A shortened version of that story is that back in the 90s, there was a teacher at one of the high schools in Thornton who gave one of the speeches at a high school graduation. It was the commencement speech. And the teacher was talking about how Thornton doesn't have any cemeteries. He says all the cemeteries are over the border in North Glen. He goes, so we don't have any cemeteries here. He said, so go out into the world and proudly tell everyone that you are from Thornton, where we eat our dead. And once I heard that story, I just, you know me, I grabbed onto it. And it just became the tagline for Thornton from here on out. And I've had people write in, Karen, and they say, there is a cemetery there. I go, it doesn't even matter anymore. This was a teacher at a commencement who said this, so I adopted it from him. So that's where it came from.
I've lived in Thornton, and my main house is still in Thornton, and I've lived there since the 70s, and I think I've listened to you since you guys were, I'm hoping I'm accurate on this, Kim Radio with the Kim Chicken.
That's a long story,
that's a long,
too.
That's a long
sorta,
time.
Sort of yes, sort of no. But
no? Okay.
The original Kim was an AM station, so it was it was essentially a different radio station. But we have the call letters, if that means anything.
Okay.
And we did have a Kim Chicken back in the 90s on our station. Jeremy, I think, still don't you have one?
I have a little stuffed animal. Yeah, somebody gave me of the Kim Chicken.
Mm-hmm. You're delightful.
Well, great. I just wanted to let you guys know that you still have friends and family listen from all over.
Well, that's very kind of you.
We appreciate
you.
We
got to mosey on out of here.
Watch out for snakes, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Love you, Karen. Water moccasins, forget it.
Screw that mess.
I'm not going to visit.
No, thank you.
Well, thank you for the calls today on No Filter Friday. We'll do it again next Friday.